Hi, it's Ted Davis. Welcome to the last episode of 2009, the year Indie broke. I'm just going to do a little kind of reflecting on what the past 10 years of music have been and where they've really gone since 2009. There are obviously a lot of great artists. It's kind of the birth of like the lo-fi indie music thing, at least as we know it today. But I think it's been really good to see kind of things stray from that. I started this episode super stoked, or the series super stoked about kind of looking back retrospectively. I was like, wow, this really was the best year for music. I think I've talked about it a lot, and I don't think it necessarily was. I don't think there is a best year for music, but I also don't think it's the best year for music I've lived through. We've seen a lot of great records released since. We've seen a lot of There's more diversity in music now. There's more differentiation. Trends are a little bit more avant-garde. I mean, you know, there's still lo-fi bands, but I think even then their influences are more diverse. And I actually see a lot more like up-and-coming indie bands recording at studios instead of doing it themselves, which kind of gives it all a professional sheen. I'm kind of happy about that. I think looking back, like 10 years ago, it was almost too easy to do it yourself, and I think too many people did do it themselves, and it's kind of good to see people keeping the industry alive. Mainstream music is a lot different than it was. I'm gonna look up, like, the top hit of 2009. It was Fireflies by L City, which is, like, ironic, and it's, you know, good in its own sense, but you know, the top hit last year, let's see. Yeah, there's like XXXTentacion, who's, you know, a horrible person, but like a unique hip hop sound. Yeah, I mean, you have Drake. It's a little bit more diverse. It's more like hip hop influenced, and it's cool because you can really see like not white dudes kind of taking over. And that's great, in my opinion. I think it's great to see music and art diversifying. It's also interesting to just kind of see, like, how more electronics have come into play. How nice that sounds. And then, you know, right now we have, like, a house music boom. Reggaeton is kind of reaching, like, white audiences, which is rad. And, you know, we don't necessarily need another Waves or Best Coast to kind of be like another fuzzy punk band. Like, we have our friends who are going to start those bands. If you're interested in that kind of thing and you know other people who are, you probably know bands who sound as good as the bands that were kind of big in 2009, if not better. Yeah, there's just like, I'm happy looking at the future versus the past to kind of like, I'm not crotchety about what was. I'm actually very excited about what's happening now. It's refreshing. Looking back, I don't think I really needed to do this podcast because I think it'd be better to look at the current moment, talk about what's happening today, because there's a lot of stuff that's worth checking out, whether it's like an up-and-coming band like Horse Jumper of Love that's incorporating like math rock into pop, or whether we're talking about like Rosalia and J Balvin, who are, you know, top reggaeton artists that are making like waves with Con El Toro, which is like it's a really cool, unique pop song. I mean, Schoolboy Q just released a really good album. He's 30. Like, there's a lot of good stuff going on today that's probably more worthwhile than what happened a decade ago. And I think, you know, I know a lot of kids who would, maybe not with 2009, but just with other years, kind of be like, oh, it'll never be 1975 again. Like, music's dead. The bands are dead. And like, no, they're really not. They've just progressed into like, music is coming together to take like cues from itself. That's rad. That's not something that we get to see often. I love what's happening right now. And the more regurgitative or nostalgic it is, I think the more like inclined I am to dislike that. And I looking back at 2009, it was a lot of bands that kind of were pulling from the 60s through the 80s to be like either like psychedelic rock or college rock, or like put a cool hipsterish like spin on classic rock. And now it's like bands that, I think the last band that really did that with classic rock that had mainstream success was Greta Van Fleet, and they were panned. And it's really cool to see more progression, more how music kind of congeals. So I, looking back, wish this podcast had been on the current moment and what's happening now. And, you know, a decade ago, yeah, some cool stuff was happening, but it was also like, it was gentrification music in a way. It was the soundtrack to, you know, making Brooklyn unattainably expensive, and that hasn't changed. But I think right now music's more like, it's coming from all over the world, not just one place. You know, it's not LA and Brooklyn anymore. It's like, the band Loving is from, like, Canada, which is where Mac DeMarco had to leave to get big. And, like, I think the internet's helped. I think, you know, Spotify for Artists and DistroKid making it so easy to get your music out there have helped a lot. Like, it's not just, oh, I need to be on an indie label or a mainstream label to experience success. It's like, anyone can do it. Anyone can do it pretty well. And I mean, like, Clara was a perfect example of somebody who did it from her bedroom, or, like, same with Kuko. Like, there's good music coming out of just very attainable environments, and it doesn't all sound the same. And, like, the face of music is not necessarily a white face anymore, and it was definitely kind of a white face 10 years ago. Like, Owl City made waves. That dude is about as cookie cutter as they come. Now it's like, rappers are the new rock stars, and whether or not you like hip hop, that's cool, because, like, the rap archetype is not, I'm a white private liberal arts student. It's like, you kind of have to come up more, and you're likely not a white guy. Women in music, like Snail Mail, or, you know, really any, I mean, Soccer Mommy, there's a ton of female artists who are doing rad stuff, and it's not like, yeah, it's still indie rock, but it's, like, more diverse indie rock. That's great, in my opinion. I love to not just see a band that looks like Waves or Woods. I mean, Animal Collective definitely changed the game in 2009, which is where we started this podcast. We'll stand by that. But, like, other than that, I don't think many of the bands I've talked about have really been, like, super... The influence hasn't been lasting, even though it was a renaissance for, like, guys with beards who drink Stumptown hearing music they like. It was a cute indie pop year, but now, like, if you look at Pitchfork, they are loving music that's, like, very diverse, and that was not necessarily the case 10 years ago. You know, anyone can write about music now and have a voice. Anybody can play music now, and if they work hard enough, be heard. It's great, and Twitter's helped spread that with its popularity. You know, Instagram definitely helped, and it's cool to see, like, you don't need to be on the radio. You don't need to be on the label. 10 years ago, it was the beginning of the end of it being hard to make it in the music industry. I think it's great that it's more attainable. It might not be as profitable. It's not as profitable. But if you're making music because you love doing it, you love connecting with your audience, and you love just, like, knowing that if you make a song in your bedroom that you worked really hard on but couldn't afford to do with the studio, like, yeah, that could actually be a hit if you market it right. So I think 2009 was really the beginning of the end of music being more elitist. And that's really great. And, you know, a lot of those artists have had lasting careers. A lot have faded away. Chillwave, you know, evolved or died, depending on whether or not your Toro y Moi are washed out. And that's a bummer, because it was cool. That was a cool trend. Surf rock is, you know, surf rock revival is alive, but not thriving as much as it was. It's not getting critical acclaim. Garage rock, you know, Ty Siegel's still putting out music. The OCs are probably going to stop putting out music when they're one of them dies. Like, White Fence is still killing it, but they're not fresh. They're artists who made a career on a pretty generic formula, and good for them, but it's not going to compare to, like, an album that, like, really mixes electronics and I don't know. I like what's happening now. I'm not gonna complain, you know. I don't need to be crotchety about who's killing it right now. I mean, Yeah, like Flying Lotus kind of popped off around then, but he's still killing it now. He just collabed with David Lynch. Or like Drug Dealer is a band that like kind of does an interesting take on psychedelic music that isn't just like hella lo-fi Foxygen type stuff, you know. Yves Stravis, kind of a really cool chillwavy project that turned into like what I like almost a Stan Getz-esque like R&B thing. Tame Impala, Dumbo Gets Mad, they've really, Unknown Mortal Orchestra, they've all built huge careers on, you know, what they started doing a decade ago with psychedelic music. But it's different now, and it's almost better. You know, there's more female rappers than ever before who are really saying stuff. You have Little Sims, Princess Nokia, Dwendita, like, R&B rap, like, that's really influencing everybody, including the bands that are, like, doing it in their own home. That's great. I'm not going to complain about that. So I think, like, honestly, what this podcast has really done for me is help me appreciate the moment I live in. And I'm glad to be a young adult now, and I hope that music keeps diversifying and becoming more interesting for my kids, because if they're, you know, 2021 and things keep kind of melding and new sounds keep emerging, who knows what they'll be experiencing. Like, that's awesome. So 2009, you know, dig into it, look at the releases, you'll be like, oh cool, that artist is still at it today, and they started back then, but that artist is still at it today, and there's probably still a bunch of other new artists who are like equally good, if not better, and might not just be like white dudes with glasses and beards. So yeah, enjoy the moment. That's been the takeaway of this podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great summer. And yeah, maybe I'll check back in 2020.